His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. That road closure yesterday in between Cornwall and Kent was due to a tree falling on a truck that was driving on Route 7 at about 5:30 yesterday morning, according to state police. During the thunderstorms, that tree took down wires and closed the road until after 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Nobody was injured in that incident. There was heightened security at several train stations Wednesday morning in New York State, according to plan. The State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services conducted emergency safety and counterterrorism exercises at multiple train stations as part of the governor of New York's Operation New York Secure Initiative. The Poughkeepsie, Beacon, New Hamburg, and Rhinecliff stations were among those participating. State police and law enforcement agencies joined Amtrak and Metropolitan Transportation Authority police in the exercise that ranged from Albany to Yonkers. A Dover man was arrested earlier this week, charged with raping a child in Carmel. Anthony Barrera Ramirez, 21, charged with first and second degree rape and first degree sexual abuse felonies, according to state police. He was also charged with misdemeanors of forcible touching and child endangerment. A sexual assault was reported to state police on Monday of this week, and an investigation revealed that Ramirez has social media conversations with a 13-year-old that were sexual in nature. He was arraigned at Carmel Town Court, remanded to Putnam County Jail on $150,000 bail, due back in court on July the 10th. The Hillsdale United Methodist Church holding their annual summer tag sale beginning today and continuing on Saturday from 9 till 2 each day. There'll also be a bake sale tomorrow at the church located at the intersection of Routes 22 and 23 in Hillsdale. Town of Great Barrington Summer Concert Series continues tonight behind the Town Hall at the Gazebo, 5:30 till 7 every Friday through the season. Coming up this Friday tonight, it's Berkshire Sings. The Great Attic Classic begins tonight at 6 to 8 p.m. opening night cocktail party, $45 in advance, $55 tonight. And it runs then June 30th through Sunday the 1st, the best antique and tag sale and silent auction in Litchfield County. For more information, 860-364-5688, sharonhist.org. Coming up tonight in Stockbridge, Chesterwood exhibit opening and gala dinner, the 40th anniversary of contemporary sculpture at Chesterwood from 5:30 till 7 p.m. The Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies presents Replenish the Virtuous Cycle of Water and Prosperity by Sandra Postel. That'll be tonight at 7 p.m., careyinstitute.org. There'll be a parade and block party sponsored by the Amenia Fire Company. That is happening tonight. The parade through the town at 7 p.m., music by Last Good Bender until 10 p.m. at the Amenia Firehouse grounds, 36 Mechanic Street, food and beverages for sale, and there'll be activities for kids. Annandale and Hudson Barn Summerscape gets in swing with All the President's Man, Emmy winner and three-time Tony nominee Martha Plimpton. The Goonies, the Real O'Neills, pays tribute to songwriter Amy Mann. It runs at 7 and 9:30 tonight. The Fireflies are out. You can watch them tonight and every night for the rest of the month from 8 until 9:30 at Limekiln Farm Wildlife Sanctuary in Sheffield, Massachusetts. More information at 413-637-0320. Berkshire Botanical Gardens, a new season-long exhibition, Beautiful Strangers, Artists Discover the Garden. This group show, created by James Solomon, features and includes the work of 10 contemporary artists. The exhibit features sculpture created in various media, including installations in bronze, white pine, granite, and reed. The exhibition is open daily from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. through October the 8th. Ninth annual Open Your Eyes Studio Tours on Saturday, June 30th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, July 1st from 10 to 4. 30 artist studios in Cornwall, Goshen, and Warren, Connecticut. Free ticket map packet at openyoureyestour.org or call 860-618-0075. On Saturday, June 30th at 10 a.m., join the Bidwell House Museum for the third history talk of the season to hear Bidwell descendant Russ Taylor discuss the family of William and Gemma Bidwell Partridge. Members of the museum, our $10 donation, suggested donation for other people are $15. Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene County presents a workshop, A World Beyond Gardens, Fine Art Showcase featuring the Master Gardener Volunteers of Columbia and Greene Counties at the Agroforestry Resource Center in Accra from 4 until 8 p.m. on Saturday. In Lenox on June 30th, Shakespeare & Company Gala. This year's event will honor trustee Michael A. Miller for his 25-year dedication to the company. The evening will feature a blending of music and theater from Silk Road Ensemble and Shakespeare & Company actors, plus dinner and dancing at 5:30. Singer-songwriter Bobby Sweet will perform at the Sandersfield Arts Center on Saturday, June 30th at 8 p.m. Tickets $15 and advance reservations are recommended online, sandersfieldartscenter.org. For more than 40 years, the Salisbury Rotary Club and Lime Rock Park have co-sponsored the annual Independence Day fireworks. The Salisbury Rotary Club collects admission from all guests. The proceeds benefit local scholarships, community gifts, and international service projects. Lime Rock Park continues the tradition of participating as the home of the fireworks this year. Infield and outfield gates open at 6 p.m. All concession stands will be open. You can bring your own chairs and picnic blankets and enjoy Lime Rock's unique ambiance with the fireworks beginning at about 9 p.m. The rain date is Sunday, July 1st. No personal fireworks and please, no pets. Sunday evening concerts presented by the Cranford Club at the Doughboy Monument, Route 44 and Granite Avenue in North Canaan continue this Sunday with Pat Adesano, Irish, Chet Atkins style. Rain location is at the Pilgrim House, 30 Granite Avenue. It's free for all. More information at 860-406-2667. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 98.46 yesterday to 24,216.05. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7503.68 and the S&P 500 at 2716.31. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.